26th of December, St. Stephen, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the newborn Christ. Today he has crowned St. Stephen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the newborn Christ. Today he has crowned St. Stephen. The martyrs living now with Christ, in suffering were tried, their anguish overcome by love, when on his cross they died. Across the centuries they come, in constancy unmoved. Their loving hearts make no complaint. In silence they are proved. No man has ever measured love, or weighed it in his hand. But God, who knows the inmost heart, gives them the promised land. Praise Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, who guide us through the night, in ways that reach beyond the stars, to everlasting light. Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Stephen knelt down and cried out, "Lord Jesus, do not hold this sin against them." Psalm 10. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, "Fly like a bird to its mountain"? See the wicked bracing their bows. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord, whose throne is in heaven, his eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked, he sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice, the upright shall see his face. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Stephen knelt down and cried out, Lord Jesus, do not hold this sin against them. No one could withstand the wisdom with which Stephen spoke, since he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Psalm 16. Lord, hear a cause that is just, pay heed to my cry, turn your ear to my prayer, no deceit is on my lips. From you may my judgment come forth, your eyes discern the truth. You search my heart, you visit me by night, you test me and you find in me no wrong. My words are not sinful as are men's words. I kept from violence because of your word, I kept my feet firmly in your paths, there was no faltering in my steps. I am here and I call, you will hear me, O God. Turn your ear to me, hear my words. Display your great love, you whose right hand saves your friends from those who rebel against them. Guard me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings from the violent attack of the wicked. My foes encircle me with deadly intent, their hearts tight shut, their mouths speak proudly. They advance against me, and now they surround me. Their eyes are watching to strike me to the ground, as though they were lions ready to claw, or like some young lion crouching in hiding. Lord, arise, confront them, strike them down. Let your sword rescue my soul from the wicked. Let your hand, O Lord, rescue me from men whose reward is in this present life. You give them their fill of your treasures, they rejoice in abundance of offering, and leave their wealth to their children. As for me, in my justice I shall see your face, and be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. No one could withstand the wisdom with which Stephen spoke, since he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Anguish and distress have taken hold of me, yet will I delight in your commands. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6. Stephen, a man richly blessed by God and full of power, performed great miracles and wonders among the people. But some men opposed him. They were members of the synagogue of the freemen, as it was called, which had Jews from Cyrenia and Alexandria. They and other Jews from Cilicia and Asia started arguing with Stephen. But the Spirit gave Stephen such wisdom that when he spoke, they could not resist him. So they bribed some men to say, "We heard him speaking against Moses and against God." In this way, they stirred up the people, the elders and the teachers of the law. They came to Stephen, seized him, and took him before the council. Then they brought in some men to tell lies about him. "This man," they said, "is always talking against our sacred temple and the law of Moses. We heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will tear down the temple and change all the customs which have come down to us from Moses." All those sitting in the council fixed their eyes on Stephen and saw that his face looked like the face of an angel. The high priest asked Stephen, "Is this really so?" Stephen answered, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. Our ancestors had the tent of God's presence with them in the desert. It had been made as God had told Moses to make it. according to the pattern that Moses had been shown. Later on, our ancestors who received the tent from their fathers carried it with them when they went with Joshua and took it over the land from the nations that God drove out before them. And it stayed there until the time of David. He won God's favour and asked God to allow him to provide a house for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who built him a house. But the Most High God does not live in houses built by men. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, says the Lord, and earth is my footstool. What kind of house would you build for me? Where is the place for me to rest? Did not I myself make all these things?" How stubborn you are! How heathen your hearts! How deaf you are to God's message! You are just like your ancestors. You too have always resisted the Holy Spirit. Was there any prophet that your ancestors did not persecute? They killed God's messengers who long ago announced the coming of his righteous servant, and now you have betrayed and murdered him. You are the ones who received God's law that was handed down by the angels, yet you have not obeyed it. As the members of the council listened to Stephen, they became furious and ground their teeth at him in anger. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw God's glory and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven opened and the Son of Man standing at the right side of God." With a loud cry, they covered their ears with their hands. Then they all rushed together at him at once, threw him out of the city, and stoned him. The witnesses left their cloaks in charge of a young man called Saul. They kept on stoning Stephen as he called out to the Lord, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not remember this sin against them." He said this and died. And Saul approved of his murder. Responsory. While the Jews were stoning him, Stephen, the servant of God, saw the heavens opened. He saw and entered in. Blessed is the man to whom the heavens were thrown open. Even while he was being done to death by the hail of clattering stones, the splendour of God shone upon him in the inmost recesses of the court of heaven. Blessed is the man to whom the heavens were thrown open. A reading from a sermon by St. Fulgentius of Ruspe. Yesterday we celebrated the birth in time of our eternal King. Today we celebrate the triumphant death of a soldier. Yesterday our King put on the robe of flesh and, coming out of the court of the Virgin's womb, deigned to visit the earth. Today a soldier leaves the earthly tabernacle of his body and goes up in triumph in heaven. Our King, though he is most high, came for our sake in great humility, but he could not come empty-handed. He brought with him, as it were, a great bonus for his soldiers, which not only made them abundantly rich, but also gave them strength to fight and conquer. The gift he brought was love, which brings men into fellowship with the Godhead. What he brought, he gave away freely. But the wonder of it was this: while he made rich the poverty of his faithful followers, he did not take away from his own greatness, but remained filled with never-failing treasures. The love, then, that brought Christ down from heaven to earth lifted Stephen from earth to heaven. The love that showed itself first in the King shone forth next in the soldier. And Stephen, so as to deserve to win the crown, which is what his name means, had love as his weapon, and by it was everywhere victorious. Through love of God, he did not yield to the raging of the Jews, and through love of his neighbour, he prayed for those who were stoning him. Through love, he accused those who were in the wrong that they might be corrected. Through love, he prayed for those stoning him to save them from punishment. Trusting in the strength of love, he overcame the cruel raging of Saul, and so won for himself, as a companion in heaven, the man who had been his persecutor on earth. This holy and untiring love ardently desired to acquire as converts by his prayers those whom he had been unable to convert by argument. And now Paul rejoices with Stephen. With Stephen he enjoys the brightness of Christ. He exults with Stephen. He reigns with Stephen. What a rarely true life must there be now, brethren, where Paul is not put to confusion, although he killed Stephen, but where instead Stephen rejoices in the fellowship of Paul. For in both of them love itself rejoices. In Stephen, love overcame the ferocity of the Jews. In Paul, it covered a multitude of sins. And in both of them, love deserved to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Love, therefore, is the origin and source of all good things. It is a most excellent defence, the road that leads to heaven. Whoever walks in love can neither stray nor be afraid. Love guides, love protects, love leads to the end. Christ our Lord, brethren, set up for us this ladder of love, and by it every Christian can climb to heaven. You must, therefore, keep a firm hold on love. You must show it to one another, and by progress in it, climb up to heaven. Responsory. Yesterday the Lord was born on earth that Stephen might be born in heaven. He entered into the world that Stephen might enter into heaven. Yesterday our King came forth from the Virgin's womb, clothed in a garment of flesh. He entered into the world that Stephen might enter into heaven. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son, who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Give us grace, Lord, to practice what we worship. Teach us to love our enemies as we keep the feast of St. Stephen, who prayed even for the men who stoned him to death. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.